Hundreds of thousands of Australians are autistic. They make up a third of participants in the National Disability Insurance Scheme. But myths and misinformation around autism remain, particularly when it comes to getting a diagnosis. A new national service is hoping to give the community more reliable information. Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella has more.
School could at times be a struggle for Queensland woman Kay Kerr.
I had always internalised the idea growing up that I was sensitive, that I could be difficult, and I knew from very young, I would have known from primary school, that I was working really, really hard at things that seemed to come quite naturally to other people, particularly socially.
The writer found out she was autistic when she was 26, but says getting the diagnosis wasn't easy.
I went to my GP, who on my first visit turned me away and said, no, you can't be autistic. You know, you're having a conversation with me, you're making eye contact, don't be silly.
She finally had clarity after several months and thousands of dollars, but the now 33-year-old says more resources back then would have helped.
And just to have one point of contact to go to that could then help steer you in the right direction, that's something that I just would have absolutely loved.
And now there is.
Hello, Amaze Autism Connect. Olivia speaking.
Advocacy organisation Amaze has been running a phone, email and web chat service in Victoria, Tasmania and the ACT. From today, the free helpline called Autism Connect will be expanded across the country, funded by the Department of Social Services. The CEO at Amaze is Fiona Sharkey.
There are now around 200,000 Australians diagnosed as autistic. But for each of those autistic people, autism presents in a very unique and individual way in every person. So with that, there is a lot of misinformation and myths, and we'd even go so far as to say quackery about autism. And that's why it's so important that Autism Connect is going to remove confusion and barriers for people looking for information and guidance.
12 people known as autism advisors will respond to inquiries. They range from parents of autistic children through to special education experts and autistic people themselves. There are more than 144,000 autistic participants in the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and Fiona Sharkey says it's crucial support is made available.
Diagnosis is one of the big topics that people call us about, but so is the NDIS. Autistic people are the biggest group of participants in the NDIS. 35% of all participants actually have a diagnosis of autism. So it's really critical that Autism Connect is able to provide information specifically related to autism and the NDIS.
Kay Kerr now has a 5-year-old daughter who is also autistic. She believes Autism Connect will be a game changer for the next generation.
It could be the difference between coping and not coping for somebody that's looking particularly for an autism diagnosis. That's a really overwhelming process. And so to have somebody on your side and somebody that can help you guide you in that process would be incredible.
That's Queensland mum Kay Kerr ending that report from Naz Campanella.